This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced plans for significant and immediate restrictions on migrants trying to claim asylum at the southern border. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The move would bar migrants from getting asylum once officials deem the border is overwhelmed.
This action will help us gain control of our border.
The president says he'd rather have had legislation to address the issue instead of going it alone.
But Republicans have left me no choice.
Saying they weaponized a key issue by rejecting a bipartisan bill months ago at Donald Trump's urging. House Speaker Mike Johnson and others, though, call the president's move a political stunt, noting he waited to act until months before an election where immigration is a White House liability.
It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas on Tuesday said it could not agree to a peace deal without a clear Israeli position on a permanent ceasefire and complete withdrawal from Gaza. The decision followed Israeli leaders' pledge to continue military operations until Hamas is destroyed. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has the story.
As Israel continues its military campaign in Gaza, efforts towards securing a ceasefire face a stumbling block. Qatar, mediating on behalf of Hamas, said there is a lack of clarity from both parties at war. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid al-Ansari said they're seeing contradictory statements from Israeli cabinet ministers, and no statement on either side gives Qatar a lot of confidence in the process. Israeli leaders have vowed to continue military operations against Hamas until the group is destroyed, despite a ceasefire proposal laid out by President Joe Biden last week. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News.